Hey, it's Erica. I'm just popping into the Energy Roadmap podcast because I wanted to give you a little something to gnaw on until our workshop. We're going to talk about the energy types, we're going to talk about the different strategies, and we're going to talk about the different authorities. It's all language. It can feel like a foreign language. But I just want to give you a quick overview that might make it feel a little more efficient in the workshop. We're going to still talk through all of this in the workshop, but I just really want to plant the seed so that when you're hearing it, it feels more familiar and that it's not this foreign language and you're not like, wait, what is she talking about? So when I talk about energy type is how your energy operates best in the world. It really reveals your unique strengths and your needs. And it's gives you some really amazing insights. It's insights into how you manage your energy every day, how you can tap into your gifts at home and at work, and how you can actually find more fulfillment in your relationships, and then how to be crystal clear about your needs with those that you love. And also at work, how you actually collaborate well and effectively with others. There are five types, and two of them actually are similar to one type with two different flavors. We have manifestors and generators, projectors and reflectors, and then manifesting generators. So manifesting generators and generators are very similar. They operate very similarly, but like I said earlier, they are like one type with two different flavors. And then we're going to talk about a strategy. Strategy is the roadmap of how you interact with the world. It really offers you insight into your most meaningful relationships, how ideal opportunities can come to you, how you can be proactive in creating more of those opportunities, and then how you can communicate and connect with others. I know strategy can be one of the hardest things to grasp until you realize that it's how opportunities come to you. That is the clearest, simplest way of saying it. For generators and manifesting generators, their strategy is to respond, which feels weird. I mean, think back to when the best things came to you. They were a response. For me, sharing human design actually came from a response of a friend saying, "You talk about human design so much. When are you going to do a reading for me?" And I did, and oh my goodness, it actually changed everything. I was going to be a general life coach, but responding to that actually put me in a different situation than I ever experienced. But when I started to share it, like my frequency went from the lower frequency or that like medium frequency up to a higher frequency. And people will say, "You're really in your element." They can see that, they can feel that from me. And we are responding all the time. But there are other strategies. For projectors, there's the waiting for the invitation. And that's not about sitting around on the couch waiting for things to happen to you. This is about putting your energy out there and saying, "I'm available." And then people can invite in that energy. And we'll talk more about that in the workshop, especially when it comes to projectors and that sense that they can see things that the rest of us can't. And I don't know how many projectors have said, "Well, I offer them my advice and they don't take it." So we'll talk more about that in the workshop. And then there are the manifestors. Their strategy is to initiate and to inform. A better term for manifestors is the initiators. These people can get things going. That doesn't necessarily mean that they are the best people at finishing things. And they're not actually meant to finish things. And then there are the reflectors. Their strategy is to wait a whole lunar cycle. But it's not really just like sitting and waiting for things to happen in the lunar cycle. It is about allowing the energy of the moon to go through all of those 64 parts of the I Ching to understand things better and to be in the right place at the right time. And then we're going to talk about authority. So strategy is actually related to your type. And then we're going to talk about authority. And this is not dependent on your type. that is how you best make decisions. It helps you understand which opportunities and relationships are best for you, how you can tap into your intuition, and how you can get out of your head. Because honestly, your mind might make great decisions, but you know what makes better decisions? Your body. Your body is going to tell you what is wrong when something is wrong. And it's not going to get into a loop telling you and trying to justify it and come up with all the logistics. Your body is just going to give you a yes or a no. And so it also helps you keep the faith when others are disagreeing with you. And it also helps you communicate your decision-making process to others. There are 7 different types of authorities, and we will talk about those in the workshop. So I just wanted to pop in and plant the seed so that the language doesn't feel so foreign, and to give you a bit of the language that we're going to get into in the workshop. So I hope you have a good day, and I will talk to you soon. I look forward to seeing you in the workshop.